This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for listening to our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. We have been studying over the last several podcasts some principles that can help us make decisions. Of course, all of us are faced with decisions in life, some of which don't really have a lot of consequence, but then there are, of course, decisions with which we really struggle. We wonder what the right thing to do is. Sometimes we ask questions like, what would Jesus do? Other times we spend a serious amount of time pondering and thinking about it, consulting others. We've looked at several different principles over the last few podcasts, and we've come to our last one today, and that is the principle of universality. Now, in short, all this simply means is a principle of making the decision that we would recommend others make. The biblical idea, often expressed in a more negative way, is simply the idea of hypocrisy. Of course, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus encourages us to first remove the beam that's in our own eye so that we can see clearly, to remove the speck that's in our brother's eye. And the overall or overarching principle there is that we don't want to be hypocritical in how we live or in what we do on a day-to-day basis. In Matthew 7 at verse 12, Jesus said, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." We sum that up in our modern vernacular and simply say, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Paul said at Romans 12, verse 9, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil and cling to what is good." Certainly, we understand that if we recommend a certain type of behavior to someone else, it's probably not going to go over very well if we don't ourselves engage in that behavior. I know that over the years, as I have counseled couples, specifically in conflict resolution, I've made some recommendations, some interventions, if you will. Here are some things that you can do to help deal with conflict in your marriage or conflict with your children, conflict really in any relationship that you might have. Or I've counseled young men in dealing with anger and addictive issues, and I'll suggest an intervention. Here's something you can do instead of doing the drugs. Here's something that you can do instead of getting angry. Here's something you can do to prevent getting angry. And inevitably, very oftentimes, as I sit with families and individuals, I'll hear this question. Well, do you do this with your spouse? Do you do this with your family? Do you incorporate these interventions into your life? How sad it would be if I would look over at them and say, "No, I don't do these things myself. I'm recommending them for you, but I don't deem them good enough to do myself." Fortunately, that's not the case. I don't recommend interventions that I'm not willing or have not used myself in the past. That is the principle of universality. There are times where things might be different for one person than for another. There are decisions that we might make as adults and say, "Well, we're going to go this way," that we might not recommend to young kids because of immaturity or other developmental concerns. By and large, that's simply not the way it works. If we're going to recommend something to someone for a decision for them to make, we need to be willing to do it ourselves. We need to be willing to say, "This is the decision that I would recommend to anybody confronted with this situation." That's the principle of universality. And that principle certainly helps us in a way to make great decisions in our lives. Hope that helps. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.